Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. So Macca, what are we doing next?
Okay, we now have on the phone Paul Scurra. Paul is the CEO of Virgin Australia. He took on that role in March last year, and I'm sure it's been a bit of a roller coaster. A pretty hellish 12 months, Paul. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Tass. How are you guys?
Oh, look, we're all dealing with our own challenges in this. I think one of the big challenges that you're having to deal with, and we'll get to the future of Virgin next, but tell us about the impact on Virgin, you know, from January, February of COVID-19. How has it hit the company?
It's been probably the worst fears of so many of us played out. You know, no one ever really foresaw a crisis of this magnitude hitting the aviation sector, and especially not our airline. So I heard you referred to it as a roller coaster in the lead up, and I'm waiting for the up part to happen. But it's still happening.
Jeez, yep.
We've seen, Paul, that you know, you've gone through a voluntary administration period. Bain Capital, obviously subject to a creditors' meeting, but I think it's a pretty likely outcome, is the new owner of Virgin Australia. One of the impacts of that, and I want to, you know, to tell us how this it feels to you and to the people, that about 3,000 people from the old Virgin won't be employed in the new Virgin. That's a pretty tough call to make, mate.
Well, it is a very tough call, remembering that back in March last year when I started here, we had 10,500 people. So overall, that would be a reduction of 4,500, which is just devastating for each one of those.
Jeez.
And so we did have the added complexity of voluntary administration. So which the day we went into it really did compel us to a slimmer future for a period of time, because in order to attract a new investor, they haven't got a sunk investment that they have to worry about. They can come in clean, and they have to make sure that it's going to be a really good investment and profitable in the future. And we are quite lucky in that sense for the 6,000 remaining people that Bain have had the courage to invest in and rescue an airline during the middle of a global pandemic.
You wouldn't find many companies that are willing to do that, and what it's meant. Yes, it's meant a lot of people are not going to be employed there in the future, although you have flagged that hopefully over time, as you start flying again and get the volume of flights back up, that a lot of those people that won't be with you for the next while, you'd hope that they can rejoin you or at some time in the future. Is that right?
That'd be a great time if we get to that sort of future. I really am keen to make sure that happens, because once we're through this, there is going to be a robust aviation market, and we do intend to grow. But that doesn't really soften the blow for those who, you know, have lost their job now. And, you know, we have quite rightly a high level of emotion amongst those people whose roles have been made redundant. They still have some limited choices around potentially staying connected, but that means staying on leave without pay for a long period of time. And some people may want to do that, and if that's their choice, we'll try and accommodate that. But the certainty of a redundancy payout is something that we're also offering. And one day, hopefully, we can tap them on the shoulder and say, no better skills base to ask to come back than you, because they're amazing at what they do. We've got a great reputation, and hopefully that's the point we get to.
Paul, it's Tass here. Macca and I were reflecting earlier on this morning. Neither of us have actually ever been a CEO of such a large organisation. What does it actually feel like to have to let go of so many people?
Well, it's probably the single most difficult thing a CEO ever has to do, and that is make a hard decision for what is the greater good of a business that impacts personally so many individuals. And, you know, each one of them has their own story, and I'm absolutely gutted for them. It's impossible not to feel human here. It's impossible not to feel flat about it. And, you know, it is one of those things that, you know, it is very bittersweet at the moment because, you know, not too long ago we were looking at potential of no future for any of our employees. So the bittersweet element is that we do get to have a fighting chance to come out of this with 6,000 people. But it, again, it still doesn't impact the individuals who are going to be asked to leave. So it's a very stressful thing to have to do, and it is, you know, I don't care what anyone says, it's not something that doesn't weigh on your head.
Yes, I imagine that would be the case. It's a little bit difficult to actually try to see the wood for the trees at the moment and understand what the future's really got in hold. But what are you hoping for? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to a vaccine being found at last, I think.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. So, because I think that would, at the very least, I think you'd see a pretty strong bounce back just at the news of a vaccine because, yes, at the very least, we know we can get it to the most vulnerable. We can actually stop the impact of COVID pretty soon into the vaccine becoming available. So that's something for us. But we also need to be prepared for a world where that doesn't happen, and that, you know, might mean for some time there's measures being taken on aircraft, airports, that prevent the spread of it, but can actually allow people to feel like they can travel around a little bit more freely. So I think we have to be prepared for those scenarios.
So, Paul, what flying is going to look like? Let's fast forward a little bit. Administration, you know, finalises. New owners have got control. You're the CEO. We're going to see flying within Australia. Some short haul, if I'm right, is that to Bali, to Fiji, New Zealand, and perhaps the Pacific Islands?
Yeah,
but
that's correct.
But nothing,
yeah, correct.
Nothing long haul?
Not for the foreseeable future. The messaging inside the company to our people this week was that it is far easier to see an immediate future or in not too distant future for domestic. Mm-hmm. And that is really, and we did see when the borders opened up before they reclosed again that there was a significant spike in demand. Yeah. People were taking internal holidays. In fact, you've got places like Broome because you can travel within WA now. Broome's booming because, yes, a lot of Perth-based people normally go to Bali and they can't.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities in amongst this. Then what we see is maybe a market-by-market opening depending on, you know, the COVID situation at both ends. But New Zealand looks like the logical first step outside of the country. And then we'll keep an eye on those other markets you mentioned. With long haul, because, you know, we were flying to the US predominantly and then we were going out to Tokyo. The US is in pretty poor shape at the moment, and it's hard to see that coming back to the levels that was pre-COVID for, you know, 2 to 4 years. And so we really don't want to impose on people, you know, they've got to sit around unpaid for 2 years. Some might want to do that, but making a redundancy payment is what we're going to do in that space. But we do intend to go and get newer, more efficient aircraft, and we do intend to re-enter that market. And that's the point where I wish, or I hope that we can get to that point of inviting people back who left through this period.
A couple of quick ones. So you're going to keep business class and economy and economy X, and also some lounges. I think the biggest challenge is going to be, Paul, is getting people back into the air and getting them feeling safe.
Confident.
And confident. Look, I just wanted to feed back to you. I know a lot of Virgin staff in a whole range of different areas, and they're feeling incredibly confident, much more confident than they've felt for a very long time. And they all acknowledge that the communication that you've given has been very open and transparent. And, you know, that's not always easy in your role, so I want to thank you for that. But also,
thank you.
Look, this is so important to our economy. The airlines are so important to our economy. Having two airlines or two large airlines is so important. Do you have a message for Joy listeners out there? Oh, look, I know Virgin's been very good to Joy over the years, and I hope we can re-establish that at some point. But do you have a message for my community, Paul?
Absolutely. Look, I do really appreciate the support that you and your show have given me, and also your listeners have given to Virgin Australia. So I think the good news is that, first of all, we are staying and we're in the market. Second of all, the loyalty that's been shown to us through the support of our customers and your listeners has been one of the absolute positives of this. It's been really heartfelt and much appreciated. And we are going to be around in a similar version, providing a similar product, but we're going to be a much lower cost base. And what won't change is that amazing service on board that people get and at the airports, because that's what we are renowned for. So if you keep the loyal customer base, you provide a similar product at a much lower cost, you're going to see a very profitable airline in the future. But the message to your listeners around the immediate future of flying is that whatever we are required to do to make people feel as if they are safe and protected on our planes, we will do that. In and out of Melbourne right now, it's mandatory to do a number of things, including wearing face masks. So we will work closely with the health authorities to make sure people can feel safe.
Great. Look, we're out of time, Paul. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. I know it's a Saturday morning. You're probably one day is just merging into the other, I know, but thank you for that. And, you know, let's talk again in hopefully in a couple of months when more planes are back in the skies and you can give us an update.
I really look forward to that time. So thanks, guys, for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
As well.
Thank you
very much.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.